天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
让我们携手同走天路。亲爱的听众朋友们，欢迎您收听《天路导向》节目，我是主持人何晨星。朋友，我们每一个人有时候都会感到恐惧，特别是去年2020年经历过 COVID-19， 今年疫情仍在持续，对未来的不确定性都让我们感到一些恐惧，或者有些人害怕失败，害怕受到批评等等。那今天麦克牧师将和我们透过亚伯拉罕的生平来讲一讲恐惧这个话题，让我们安静我们的心，一起来聆听吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We are glad you tuned in to listen to the rest of this program on the life of Abraham.
很高兴你继续收听有关亚伯拉罕生平的节目。
I want to begin today by talking to you about fear.
今天我要讲恐惧。
Fear, in one form or another, comes to all of us.
我们都经历过不同形式的恐惧。
Fear does not come to each of us at the same time or under the same circumstances.
恐惧会在不同的时间、不同的情况下来临。
Fear of failure, for example, keeps some people from reaching their full potential.
例如害怕失败使人不能发挥所有的潜能。
Fear of criticism detains some people from accomplishing anything worthwhile.
害怕受批评拦阻人有所成就。
Fear of the unknown binds some people to the boundaries of what is only comfortable and familiar.
害怕不定的未来把人拘束在舒适和熟悉的环境里，不求发展。
Irrational fear grips some people in a constant state of panic and disarray.
非理性的恐惧把人捆锁在惶恐和混乱中。
But not all fears are the kind that anticipate some kind of disaster.
但不是所有的恐惧都是因为将有灾难发生而有的。
There are fears that come after a great success.
有些恐惧随着空前的成功而来。
There are fears that hit after a great victory.
有些恐惧随着伟大的胜利而来。
There are fears that only move in after great achievements and accomplishments.
有些恐惧随着重大的成就而来。
The Bible reveals to us that this kind of fear have struck Abraham after a tumultuous victory.
圣经说，亚伯拉罕就是在一次很激烈的胜利之后，产生了这一类的恐惧。
And that is why God said to him in Genesis 15:1.
所以创世纪十五章第一节，神对他说，
After this, the word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abraham. I am your shield and your very great reward.
这是以后耶和华在异象中有话对亚伯兰说，亚伯兰，你不要惧怕，我是你的盾牌，必大大的赏赐你。
In the last broadcast, we left Abraham separated from his self-centered nephew Lot.
上一次节目里我们讲到亚伯拉罕和他那自我中心的侄儿罗德分道扬镳。
And Abraham is now dwelling securely where God wanted him to be.
现在亚伯拉罕居住在神为他预备的地方。
But troublesome family members can cause problems whether they are living nearby or far away.
但是麻烦的亲戚无论住在远近都会给你惹来麻烦。
Lot's selfishness kept his uncle Abraham on his knees.
罗德的自私使他的叔叔亚伯拉罕常常跪下为他祷告。
Lot's self-centeredness kept uncle Abraham's peace constantly disturbed.
罗德的自私使他的叔叔亚伯拉罕永无宁日。
You can read about this in Genesis chapter 14.
你可以在创世纪十四章看到。
One of the Sodomites escaped and came to Abraham to deliver some bad news.
有一个索多玛人逃出来，将坏消息告诉亚伯拉罕。
In effect, he said to him, "Your nephew and his entourage were taken hostage by a gunman."
他说，你的侄儿和他的随从已被掳作人质了。
Chapter 14, verse 13 of the book of Genesis.
在创世纪第十四章十三节。
Let's read it.
让我们读出。有一个逃出来的人告诉希伯来人亚伯兰，亚伯兰正住在亚摩利人曼利的橡树那里。曼利和以实各并亚乃都是弟兄，曾与亚伯兰联盟。
Naturally, the magnanimous Abraham responded quickly and he went to the rescue of his nephew.
宽宏大量的亚伯拉罕自然立即去拯救他的侄儿。
Abraham took his 318 men rescue squad and stormed the place.
亚伯拉罕率领了318个壮丁的拯救部队立即出发横扫那地。
You can safely assume that when Abraham and his boys returned to Sodom with the hostages and the confiscated property, they received a hero's welcome.
你可以想象，当亚伯拉罕和他的手下将人质和被抢夺之物带回索多玛时，他们必定受着英雄式的欢迎。
So much so that the king of Sodom wanted to give Abraham a blank check. It was up to him to fill in the amount.
索多玛的王自然非常感激，可能还会送给亚伯拉罕一张空白的支票，随便他支取多少钱。
In verse 21 of chapter 14 of the book of Genesis,
在创世纪十四章二十一节说，
The king of Sodom said to Abraham, "Give me the people and keep the goods for yourself."
索多玛王对亚伯兰说，你把人口给我，财物你自己拿去吧。
Had Abraham accepted this offer, he would have been a multimillionaire.
如果亚伯拉罕接受这赏赐，他会成为亿万富翁。
He would have been able to expand his ranching operations to a level of an empire.
他可以将他的畜牧事业扩展为一个王国。
And the idea must have been tempting.
这个想法实在很有吸引力。
But the way Abraham dealt with this temptation was absolutely beautiful.
但是亚伯拉罕对付诱惑的手法真是漂亮。
He certainly turned to the king of Sodom and said,
他对索多玛王说，
In verses 22 and 23 of chapter 14 of the book of Genesis,
在创世纪十四章二十二到二十三节，亚伯兰对索多玛王说，我已经向天地的主至高的神耶和华起誓，凡是你的东西，就是一根线一根鞋带，我都不拿，免得你说我使亚伯兰富足。
What an example of trusting in God to be his provider.
这实在是信靠神供应的典范。
Abraham said no to wealth right in front of Lot's eyes, who would have grabbed any scraps that the king of Sodom would have tossed his way.
亚伯拉罕当着罗德的面向财富说，不，若是换了罗德，他必定收下索多玛王扔给他的任何好处。
As if Abraham is saying, if I am going to be blessed, I want God to bless me, not you, even though you are a king.
亚伯拉罕就好像在说，如果我要得赏赐，我只要得神的赏赐，纵使你是王，我也不要你的赏赐。
To compound this incredible trust in God's provision,
接着亚伯拉罕再一次表明他对神供应的信心。
When Melchizedek appeared from nowhere, it seems, Abraham gives him one-tenth of his net worth.
亚伯拉罕将所得的十分之一献给祭司麦基洗德。
You can read that in verses 18 to 20 of Genesis chapter 14.
你可以从创世纪十四章十八到二十节读到这段事迹。
Melchizedek, which means the king of righteousness, was also called the king of Salem, or Shalom, the king of peace.
麦基喜德这个名字的意思就是公义之王，又称为撒冷王，就是平安王的意思。
Hebrews 7 says Melchizedek was a type of Christ.
希伯来书第七章说，麦基喜德和耶稣基督相似。
Let us read it.
让我们来读希伯来书第七章第三到第四节。他无父无母，无族谱，无生至死，无命至终，乃是与神的儿子相似。你们想一想，先祖亚伯拉罕将自己所掳来的上等之物取十分之一给他，这人是何等尊贵呢？
Not only does Abraham turn down an incredible opportunity to become rich because it was not from God,
亚伯拉罕不单只拒绝了大好机会成为富翁，因为那不是从神来的。
But he turns around and he gives a tenth of all that he has to Melchizedek.
他更转过来将所得的十分之一献给麦基喜德。
Melchizedek brings out bread and wine and shares it with Abraham, thus foreshadowing the cross.
麦基喜德带着饼和酒与亚伯拉罕分享，这里预告了将来的十字架。
Psalm 110 tells us that the high priestly order of Melchizedek is of the highest order.
诗篇110篇说，麦基喜德是祭司中最高的等级。
Abraham basically tithed his net worth to Christ.
实际上亚伯拉罕的十分之一是献给基督的。
So when we tithe to the Lord, not to a cause or to a person.
所以当我们拿出十分之一来奉献，是给主耶稣的，而不是给某机构或某一个人的。
The Bible tells us that the tithe is the Lord's.
圣经说十分之一是献给主的。
When I give to the poor, I get the glory.
当我捐给穷人，我得到了荣誉。
But when I tithe to the storehouse, and the storehouse gives to the poor, God gets the glory.
但当我捐给神的库房，再由库房捐给穷人，神因此就会得到荣耀。
Back to Abraham.
我们再回到亚伯拉罕。
After refusing the offer to get rich quick,
当他拒绝王的赏赐而失去一夜致富的机会之后，
After giving the tithe of his net worth to Melchizedek,
当他将所得的十分之一给了麦基喜德之后，
Abraham gets home totally worn out.
亚伯拉罕疲乏不堪地回到家。
Most likely by the time he got home, he was...devastated physically, mentally, and emotionally.
当他抵达家门时，他的身心灵都极度的疲倦。
You can understand his feelings.
你不会明白他的感受的。
If you have ever been in a real hand-to-hand combat with the devil, you'll understand.
除非你有亲身与魔鬼交手的经历，你才会明白。
You will only appreciate the way Abraham felt if you have been in real spiritual warfare.And the Lord gives you victory.
如果你曾经和魔鬼有过真正的属灵征战，而神使你得胜，你才能领会亚伯拉罕的感受。
You will understand the drain that takes place after victory.
你才会明白胜利之后的精疲力尽。
Or you may be saying, now wait a minute, how in the world can he feel devastated after a great victory?
或者你会说，等一会儿，一个人在重大的胜利之后怎么会极度的沮丧呢？
How can he feel down when he is secure at his house?
如果他已经安然回到家中，怎么还会感到情绪低落呢？
Someone said that cowards are afraid before the battle and heroes are afraid after the battle.
有人曾说过，临阵退缩的是懦夫，而英雄却会在对垒之后感到害怕。
This is certainly true.Of Abraham in the aftermath of his success.
亚伯拉罕在胜利之后正是如此。
How do I know that?
我怎么知道呢？
Genesis chapter 15 and verse 1.
创世纪十五章第一节说，
After this, the word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abraham. I am your shield and your very great reward.
这事以后，耶和华在异象中有话对亚伯兰说，亚伯兰，你不要惧怕，我是你的盾牌，必大大的赏赐你。
The wonderful thing about our Lord is that He knows even our unspoken needs and He meets them.
主真是奇妙，在我们还没有开口以前，他已经知道我们的需要，并且供应一切。
My listening friends, I want to tell you something very, very important, so please listen carefully.
亲爱的朋友，请你留心听着，因为这是非常非常重要的。
The moment when you and I are most vulnerable to sin is the moment after the flush of victory.
在胜利的欢欣鼓舞当中，正是我们最脆弱、最容易犯罪的时候。
You are not only surprised at your victory,
你不但只为胜利而惊喜，
but you will have mixed feelings between pride and fear.
你更会有混合了骄傲和恐惧的感受。
A mixed feelings between thinking that you did it, which is from the devil, of course.
你以为是你自己的功劳，当然这是出自魔鬼。
And fear of what if they came after me again, will I succeed again?
但你又害怕，如果敌人再一次攻击，你还会再度获胜吗？
Abraham stepped down from the pinnacle of victory and about to plunge into the pit of depression.
亚伯拉罕几乎要从胜利的高峰跌落沮丧的深坑里。
But God stepped in and stopped him at mid-fall.
但是神就在这紧要关头介入。
So God says to Abraham, Do not be afraid because I am your shield.
于是神对亚伯拉罕说，不要惧怕，我是你的盾牌。
What does the shield do?
盾牌是要来干什么用的呢？
It protects you from the weapons of your opponent.
它是用来保护你抵挡敌人的武器。
What God is saying to Abraham is this.
神对亚伯拉罕说的意思是这样的。
Abraham,
亚伯拉罕，
You are under my cover.
你是我所荫庇的。
You are under my care.
你是我所看顾的。
You are under my protection.
你是我所保护的。
You are under my shield.
你是在我的盾牌底下的。
You have me for a shield.
你有我做你的盾牌。
Your enemies will have to get to me before they can get to you.
你的敌人先要经过我才可以到你那里去。
Look at the second part of verse 1 of chapter 15.
请看创世纪第十五章第一节下半段。
I am your shield, your very great reward.
我是你的盾牌，必大大的赏赐你。
A literal translation of this would be, I am your exceeding great reward.
原文字面的翻译是，我自己就是你最最大的赏赐。
What is God saying to Abraham?
神对亚伯拉罕说的意思是，
Abraham,
亚伯拉罕，
You have refused to get rich quick from the offer of the king of Sodom.
你拒绝了索多玛王的赏赐而没有一夜致富。
You have cut into your net worth and gave sacrificially to me.
你还将所得的十分之一献给了我。
You have been self-sacrificing.
你宁愿自己吃亏。
You have been magnanimous with selfish Lot.
以宽宏大量对待那个自私的罗德。
You have been generous toward me.
你对我那么慷慨。
Abraham, do not think that all of this has been wasted on me.
亚伯拉罕，不要以为你奉献的一切是浪费在我身上。
And because of that, you have me, the Lord of heaven and earth, as your reward.
因为这样，你得到了我，我是天地的主宰，成为你的赏赐。
My listening friends, let me tell you.
亲爱的朋友，让我告诉你。
When you have Jesus, you have everything.
当你有了耶稣，你就有了一切。
He is the one who satisfies the lonely heart.
唯一能够满足你孤单内心的就是他。
He is the one who fills the empty voids.
唯一能够填满你空虚心灵的就是他。
He is the one who gives joy to the joyless.
唯一能够把喜乐赐给哀伤人的就是他。
He is the one who compensates the victim.
唯一能够使遭遇患难的人有所补偿的就是他。
He is the one who vindicates the righteous.
唯一能够维护公义的就是他。
He is the one who supplies all of your needs.
唯一能够供给你一切所需的就是他。
Do you know him as Savior and Lord?
你是否认识他，以他为你的救主和主宰？
You can know him today.
你今天就可以认识他。
Confess your sins and repent, then invite Jesus to come into your life and forgive you.
只要承认自己的罪，并且悔改，邀请主耶稣进入你的心中，让他赦免你。
He promised to come to everyone who invites him.
他应许要进入每一个接受他的人的心中。
He will come to you today.
他今天就会来。
Why don't you invite him and receive him as your savior from sin and hell today?
你何不今天就邀请主耶稣，并接受他做你的救主，拯救你脱离罪恶和地狱呢？
It is my prayer that you will.
我真希望你做这个决定。
In our next broadcast, we will see that even knowing all of these things, Abraham still yearns for reassurance.
下次我们会来看看，虽然亚伯拉罕知道这一切的事，他仍然渴望重新得到保证。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次再会。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。每个人有些时候都会感到恐惧和惊慌，每个人都会有不同形式的恐惧，而恐惧会在不同的时间、不同的情况下来临。当亚伯拉罕感到身心疲倦的时候，神对亚伯拉罕说：不要惧怕，我是你的盾牌。是的，感谢神，我们深陷恐惧和绝望的时候，我们要看到主会荫庇我们、看顾我们、保护我们。主是我们的盾牌，当我们有了耶稣，才有了一切。主耶稣能填补我们孤单的内心、空虚的心灵，他是我们患难中随时的帮助。亲爱的听众朋友，天路导向将免费提供两本小册子《足能得胜》和《击倒了站起来》，请电邮给我们，我们的邮箱是导向汉语拼音 at 良友点 net， 就是 daoxiang@良友.net， 请注明天路导向的小册子，您便可获得。亲爱的听众朋友们，感谢您收听天路导向节目，我们下次再会，愿神赐福您。
期待，亲爱主，哦，我的主，求你倾听我的心，求你聆听我每一个心跳，那是我最虔诚最渴慕的祈祷，求你聆听我每一个心跳，告诉我你什么都明了。 伤难安，诉不尽最最深的悲哀。亲爱主，哦，我的主，恳求你倾听我的心，当我希望满怀，道不出最美的期待。亲爱主，哦，我的主，求你倾听我的心，求你聆听我每一个心跳，那是我最虔诚最渴慕的祈祷。求你聆听我每一个心跳，告诉我你什么都明了，
告诉我。
最虔诚最渴慕的祈祷，